Hey, the second season of HBO's Girls begins on Sunday night. Critics love this series for the way that it follows the lives of women in their 20s. They've also been asking why the show is not more diverse.
The contrast is striking when you compare it with shows that did focus on young women of color. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
By now, most of you have heard the buzz about Girls. It's written by 26-year-old Lena Dunham and stars a quartet of young women whose hopeful plans sometimes crash face first into life's nasty realities.
Hannah, your mother and I, we feel that it may be time for one final push.
What is a final push?
No more money.
Ouch. The show's smart dialogue attracted writer Allison Samuels, a cultural critic for Newsweek, The Daily Beast.
I love the writing. I think it's really well done.
But she doesn't watch Girls regularly.
At the end of the day, if you don't have someone that represents my reality as well, I feel like that's not an invitation for me to come in and watch.
Girls, the first season anyway, is relentlessly white. The leading cast, the supporting cast, even the people on their Brooklyn streets. Samuels is African-American. So is Marissa Jennings, CEO of Social Girls, a mobile web company designed for African-American teens. Jennings says she's watched a couple of episodes of Girls, but it didn't sustain her interest.
The lack of African-American women portrayed in the show, it does bother me just because that's not the way of the world.
She remembers loving two shows when she was younger that were similar in construction to Girls, but that felt more familiar.
Well, growing up, I remember watching Living Single, as well as Girlfriends.
Living Single featured four young professional women living in New York and included Queen Latifah as Khadijah Jones, the penny-pinching editor of a small magazine.
Okay, look, you people, you really need to learn how to make things last around here. Hey, these supplies ain't free.
Girlfriends showed four friends in their early 30s trying to lead grown-up lives in Los Angeles. The comedy focused a lot on balancing work and life pressures. It starred Tracy Ellis Ross as Joan Clayton, a driven lawyer who sometimes drove her other three friends a little crazy.
You know, I don't always want to be the fun stopper.
Then don't be. Just say, great idea, Tony. Go for it.
Both casts were all black. Mara Brock-Akeel, creator of Girlfriends, says she loved TV friendships she saw as a young woman, but felt there was a hole.
I was a fan of Friends, and Sex and the City was my favorite show, and I enjoyed that. I just didn't see my details, the women that I knew. I didn't see them included in the story. They weren't a part of the conversation.
So she created Girlfriends, which ran for 8 seasons, ending in 2008. But since then, times have changed, and so has Akeel's focus. Her production company now works at BET. She says the current shows she's producing, while geared to black audiences, have casts that are becoming more multicultural because they need to reflect the reality of quickly changing demographics. Her new shows include actors who are Dominican, Puerto Rican, and Filipina. Akeel says she's always looking to make sure the new additions make sense to the storyline and don't just add color to the scenery.
I try to choose organic diversity. I think that that's a problem when you just start putting people together just because we need to have diversity.
Daily Beast writer Allison Samuels says the world is changing rapidly, and the entertainment industry had better realize that or risk losing a lot of income. Producers like Shonda Rhimes, who cast her hit ensemble dramas Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, and Scandal with several lead actors of color, have shown that reflection of the real world can pay off in coveted ratings. Reflecting social change on TV is not a matter of ability, Samuel says, but will. So she thinks the television industry should do this going forward.
Be as open-minded about, I think, racial issues as it has been about gay issues. I think they've led the curve on gay issues.
If TV shows can do the same thing with race and ethnicity, they might have a long future in a country that's no longer just black and white. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.